Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network USA, and we are in the Lyric Theatre in Belfast. The project manager taking the show, the much ballyhooed show, we might say, Brendan at the Chelsea, is our guest, and it's Stephen Dowds. And Stephen, you're very welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Very happy to be a guest.
And you'll be right back with us. You'll be on our heels back with us because you are taking this not just for a night or a weekend or a week, but actually from the 5th of September to the 29th. This is going to be a tremendous run.
Well, we felt that if we were to travel that distance with a show of the quality we feel it is, we shouldn't be there for a very short engagement. I know by off-Broadway terms this is still a limited engagement, but
yes.
It's not, it's, as you said, it's not one night or two. It's pretty much the whole month of September. We're very, very fortunate that a play of this quality came to the Lyric, written by Brendan Behan's niece.
Yes.
Set in Manhattan in the early 60s, about an Irishman in America. So in a sense, it ticks all the boxes, and we have confidence that it says something about the Manhattan of that time, and will have something
right.
for a New York audience, as well as the audience in Belfast that already got a chance to see it a couple of years ago.
Yes, and it played in London, actually.
It opened up. Adrian Dunbar, who really has brought this from a very early concept to full production, did some work in the Hammersmith Studios in West London with Janet as a sort of developmental work, but it was still a fully staged and realised piece of drama then. And then in conversation with ourselves here at the Lyric, when we opened the new theatre that we're sitting in today
yes.
in 2011, thought that would be another great step westward, as it were. So we came from London to Belfast,
right.
and now we're moving ever westward again by going to New York.
The new Lyric Theatre actually sits on the site of the old Lyric Theatre, which in fact, even through the worst days of the Troubles in Northern Ireland, not only did it survive, but it was considered to be a Belfast theatre company, and it not only survived, but it thrived during a period.
It really did thrive. We're sitting, the new building, which opened just about two and a half years
yes.
ago, is exactly on the same sort of footprint of the old building,
yes.
which itself opened in October 1968. And those who know their Irish history Irish history know what a momentous time that was.
Sure.
By the early 2000s, the old theatre really wasn't fit for use anymore.
Yes.
And the decision was taken to not just to demolish the theatre and build a new theatre, but critically to stay on the site where we had a long, long history through the Troubles. And it's one of the, I'm a trustee here and very,
yes.
very happy to play my part in shepherding the theatre through
yes.
this current phase.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the boasts of the theatre is that it never closed a single night. Once or twice it had to perform without any running electricity,
mm.
and that created all sorts of problems for sound and cues and people's ability to see what was happening, but,
yes.
but it never actually stopped.
And it's on the banks, of course, literally.
We're off the banks of the Lagan. We're looking over the Lagan. Our near neighbours
yeah.
are Queen's University,
yes.
So we're very well known to people who've been at universities
sure.
here. We're developing links with the drama department there at the university. And we're bigger, we're better, we've better facilities, we're a bit higher, we're a bit cleaner. It's
yes.
everything you'd want a new theatre to be.
Yeah, it is.
And it's the place.
I mean, it gives a new meaning to Mod Con, I'll tell you that. It is.
Well, we think and we're told, we've won awards for the building, and in
yeah.
the 2.5 years we're open, we've been told by many of the actors and many of the directors that it is the best theatre building in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Our aspiration now, working with directors like Adrian and writers like Janet Behan,
yes.
is to have the best writing on our stage and then take that best writing and that
right.
best drama out to new audiences as well.
Now, you have, of course, American patrons and those who are indeed not only just helpful with their checkbooks but have done amazing public relations and spreading the word about the Lyric. Liam Neeson, the patron, Loretta Brennan-Glucksman, of course, who you'd be meeting when you
mm-hmm.
get out there. It's amazing, and your schedule is fairly packed, to say, you know. In this building, there have been historic and memorable occasions. We understand that there was a handshake downstairs that the world thought was impromptu and not staged, but yes, it was.
You're right, the Lyric Theatre, as well as being the home of great drama in June 2012, so just a little over a year ago, was also the venue for the historic handshake between Martin McGuinness, Deputy First Minister, and Peter Robinson, First Minister in attendance, with Her Majesty the Queen when she and the Duke of Edinburgh were in Northern Ireland as part of her Golden Jubilee visit.
Yeah.
And President Higgins was here as well.
Yes.
And we're sitting in the bar, cafe bar area of the theatre here at the moment doing this interview. And this is where they together viewed some of the very strong visual art that we have on the walls here.
Yes.
Of Belfast and Northern Ireland creative people.
Right.
And then
including some of the portraits.
Oh, yes, those portraits came down, and we had them. Adrian Dunbar is one of those, Liam Neeson, Brian Friel.
Yes.
People associated with the theatre. So that opportunity to view the quality of the art, and then a small reception hosted by ourselves and Cooperation Ireland. And those pictures went round the world as a sign of how Belfast has changed and of bigger changes on the island of Ireland.
Right.
And it was something that the Lyric was very happy to host.
How did the Lyric Theatre get started some 50 years ago?
By a very plucky woman. Like most things in Ireland, everything's begun by a very plucky woman. Mary O'Malley, the wife of a Belfast surgeon in the early 1950s, really in her garage upstairs, in her garage, a rather large detached Victorian house in one of the finest parts of Belfast, with a few friends wanted to produce some of Yeats's plays.
Yes,
and,
Yeats fanatic.
She was a Yeats fanatic. The old joke in Irish theatre, as you know, in the 1950s and 60s, she was in Dublin on stage, and she was a complete Yeats obsessive. And she bumped into, or was spotted by Micheál MacLaymore on O'Connell Street.
Oh, my God.
And he said, "Hail Mary, full of Yeats."
But anyway.
So Mary O'Malley, this obsession about Yeats. So from sort of the early 50s through to the late 50s was producing small-scale Yeats plays at home. And then in the early 1960s decided Belfast needed its own producing theatre. And she was the dynamo, the real dynamo, the real force for the construction of the first theatre on this site, which opened in 1968. And at that stage, of course, it wasn't able to sustain just doing Yeats. But it does. It did in those days, the classics of Irish drama, contemporary European drama. It often did Irish premieres of American writers. And that's what we've inherited. And we're very lucky that upstairs in the theatre, this new theatre, we still have a bust of Mary O'Malley. So we absolutely acknowledge that heritage. And the only thing in the new theatre that we brought from the old building is above the elevator there.
Yes.
And that's the "Look up in the sun's eye," a line from Yeats that was carved by Michael Scott, the famous Dublin stonemason. And that was the lintel stone that stood above the door in the old theatre. And when I said it wasn't fit for use, not much was fit for use. So the only thing we brought was that line from Yeats. So even today when people come up and get into the elevator, that line from Yeats, "Look up in the sun's eye," is that link with the past.
And a new chapter of the Lyric Theatre to Broadway in New York. And again, friends, it's Brendan at the Chelsea. And it says off Broadway, but actually anybody who knows Theatre Row, it's at West 42nd Street and 9th Avenue. It's at the Acorn Theatre. And it starts on Thursday, September 5th, and runs through Sunday, September 29th. Again, the web address is Lyric Theatre. That's lyrictheatre.co.uk. And again, my guest, Stephen Dowds, project manager, board member, trustee of the Lyric Theatre. We'll have a fall show. Are you going to be in that pub crawl that Adrian has been promising?
I'm glad that Adrian mentioned that pub crawl. Yes, the team we're working with out in New York really wanted to explore just how strong the connections with Manhattan were.
Yeah.
So they got a copy of the book that Brendan had written in New York,
yeah.
And they discovered these nine locations, you know, P.J. Clark's.
Yeah.
Sardis, the Algonquin, they're in these nine
yes,
locations.
McSorley's.
McSorley's indeed, the most famous of all. So as I hope Adrian have told you, the consumption of liquor is not compulsory, and the Lyric Theatre does not enforce or support, you know, mandatory consumption of liquor. But for anyone who's interested in where Brendan Behan toured, where he tramped the streets, I know that he drank in P.J. Clark's in Midtown when he was chased out of McSorley's and was unpopular, and I didn't know how often he drank there. But, yeah, I'm going to be there for...
Some open tabs there, you know.
Hope there are no unpaid bills at this stage, 50 years on. So I really would encourage people to find out more about that bar tour or pub crawl and just see where Behan was. I'm told that in many of these places, I want to find out how many, there's a picture of Brendan Behan still on the wall. I'm not sure... He's up on the wall in the Algonquin, but I want to see in how many other
well,
places.
Well, he probably is.
All right, well, if he is, I'll be delighted, I can tell you, you know.
Okay, Stephen Dowds, thank you for spending the time with us, and come on over.
Thank you very much.
Okay, friends who are listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.